CQ from WABIJ, Waterford, Michigan.
KDFHW testing, 1, 2, 3. I got you, Chris. You're a little on the edge, though. How about me?
You sound... All right, let's see if this is any better here. WACOP. Oh, that's even worse. Let me go back to my own.
I had you pretty good there.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll stay here then. I mean, I'm seeing a little bit of loss on the call watch list here, but anyway, how you been? Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got a lot of snow up here as well. And, you know, February and was pretty rough, but we survived. And it's beautiful out here today. We got 52 and sunny right now.
Yeah, it's good for the mind, man. That sunshine is good for the head. Yeah, you'll probably hear me a little bit on here. I'm trying to resurrect the MI5 thing. I haven't been on DMR in a while, so it's kind of lucky you caught me, but I'm glad to hear from you.
Yeah, I just jumped in here, rearranged a couple of radios in the shack here. I wanted to make sure it was getting in okay, but yeah, I've got to program this radio. I updated my ID. You know, I had the old DMR that started 112, and apparently they're doing away with those numbers. So I can see on the call watch here, all it's showing up is my old number, no call information.
You know, this is one radio I got that I don't know. I have not a clue what's going on with MI5 or Brandmeister. I know I got to reprogram these radios. But MI5 is the only thing I know how to work on this anymore, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I know. So apparently the guys in wherever, Canada, I guess, or Europe, wherever they issue these ID numbers from now, they changed the numbering scheme, and 112 numbers, I guess, aren't going to work on Brandmeister anymore, so that's why I had to update, and I see they finally updated me in the database, so I got to redo this radio. I redid one of the hotspots, got that working on Brandmeister, but so I don't know if someone's on Brandmeister coming in that way, you know, on a hotspot. I don't know if they're hearing me or not.
I moved last year. I got all my hotspots packed away. You're in West Branch. Are you in West Branch proper?
No, I'm up here in Rose City. I'm about 17 miles northeast of West Branch. So usually I get into the mile repeater real well, but for some reason today, getting into Pinconning better.
Boy, that's a long haul. You must be on high ground, eh?
Yeah, I am. My driveway is at 1,300 foot above sea level, so the antenna's not very high above the garage, but yeah, I've got a pretty good path down to Pinconning. Not bad on 440, huh?
No, it's not. If I can see the hospital from where I live, where this repeater is located. It's on Bay Med there on Columbus. I can darn near see it if I get on the... Yeah, it's right in my face, that hospital, so I've got a pretty clear shot that way. And I'm on the TYT MV380 or something, UV380. That's what I'm using.
Okay. Well, it sounds real good. Good audio. And, yeah, I know I'm making a pretty good haul down to Pinconning, but that, you know, they've got that repeater's up on that tower there on the west side of 75, and it's up there a ways, so it's got pretty good coverage to the north. I know even mobile, anywhere from about Rose City south, I can get into Pinconning as well as from the house here. right, Joe, those last two transmissions, you had a lot of loss there. I don't know if your battery's going or if you moved or what, but you lost your path.
All right, how's that?
Yeah, much better. Much better. Solid copy that time.
I'm sitting here in my chair on the ground floor under the Pinconning repeater. That's what where the problem was. I just thought I'd try it for giggles.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't even pay any attention to that. Yeah, I can see it now on the dashboard here. So, yeah. Yeah, stick with the one on the hospital there. So, hey, you going to make it to, you going to be able to make it to Cadillac?
If Doug is going, I'll go, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, looking forward to that. And then, of course, I always see you at the Midland swap there afterwards. So. And yeah, but you're right. It's been a long winter. I'm ready for some warmer weather. And I guess this week's going to be pretty nice.
Yeah, I've had a heck of a time with my automobile. Anyway, another story. All right, I'm not going to keep it too much longer here, but every now and then I'll get on here and jump on here and holler for you. I'm glad to hear you.
Yeah, it's good to hear you too, Joe. I usually leave it on statewide one. Monitor over there, so, but, yeah, anytime, so, listen, enjoy the rest of the day, and I'll catch up with you a little bit later. 7-3 from W8COP.
All right, it's good to hear a lone voice in the wilderness. W8COP, K-8-FHW, we'll talk to you later. God bless you, 73.
W8COP, K-8-FHW. You probably
have saw one. W8COP testing on statewide two.